There are five key priorities that the acting Minister of Health, Minister Kubai Ngubane, needs to ensure that she prioritizes. Number one, she needs to make sure that we have the acceleration of the vaccine rollout program. South Africa's vaccine rollout program has been criminally slow and marred with both unavoidable and avoidable delays. The acting minister needs to make sure that we get the vaccines and jabs in arms as soon as possible, particularly to our frontline workers and to those people who are over the age of 60. We need to urgently get clarity from the national regulator on the use of the J&J vaccines in the country. We need to make sure that that SAHPRA's assessment is done and is conducted and concluded as soon as possible so that we can understand whether or not these J&J vaccines can be used. We need a resolution on the EVDS system to make sure that its glitches are resolved so that there can be a smooth registration process for many people who need to get this vaccine. We also need to make sure that the SIU investigation is uninhibited. The acting minister now is in an unenviable position of inheriting a department that is subject to an investigation involving hundreds of millions of rands. She needs to now make sure that the work of the SIU, insofar as the department is concerned, is done without any undue influence. And lastly, the minister needs to make sure that there is a united departmental senior management team, a team that will make sure that South Africa's vaccine rollout program is done and is done seamlessly. A united team will be needed so that South Africans are not punished for the transgressions of ministers, but in fact, and also do not suffer shoddy services in the middle of a global pandemic. South Africa is now in the middle of a third wave, and the acting minister needs to hit the ground running by prioritizing these five key elements in this department as soon as possible.